This is something for the weekend and your COVID-19 things to do. Classic hits.
Sophie Latouche is back on the line. Morning, Sophie. How are you doing?
Trina, my old pal. I'm good. How are you?
I can't believe it is week 5 on your COVID-19 things to do. What do you have for us this week, Sophie?
We're all sitting at home. We're all, I suppose, conscious about money, the economy, everything that's to come. So I think what would be really good at the moment is if people took stock, I think, of everything that's going out, the things that are coming in, and I think maybe seeing where you can make changes within your budget. So things like electricity, you've got your service providers there. You've loads of different options. It's bonkers.ie. If you go onto this website, it's a comparable website where you can actually you can compare the prices of electricity or heating used, and maybe you could save some money there in switch providers, you know? Yeah. There was one thing actually that I noticed a couple of years ago, and this is for the Netflix people out there. And you always hear people that I'm using his Netflix, nobody doesn't know. And I had an ex boyfriend do that to me. So I was paying for 2 people to be able to use Netflix for about a year, and every time I went in it was continue watching for Sophie, and it was something I wouldn't watch. So what I'm saying to you is there is an option to downgrade your Netflix so that one person can view the screen at all times.
Yeah.
So get your ex-boyfriends and girlfriends off there.
We discovered we were paying 2 house insurances and I know, ridiculous. And
oh my God,
two AA memberships on the car. Look, I mean, we're Egypts, but anyway, when you actually look at your bank account and you see what's going out, and also things like, you know, these subscriptions that you have for things that you've never used in your life.
Yeah.
You know, all these 8, 9, 10 euros really add up.
Yeah, and you can use the Spotify for free. Now, I know that you can get these ads and stuff come in, but sure, that's the same as listening to anything, you know? So you can use Spotify for free. Now, the one thing I will say, though, is I do find that since lockdown, personally myself, I have actually subscribed to more things. And that's because obviously we're using our phones more, but I've also cancelled bits and pieces as well, you know. I think even to your Spotify, you can downgrade as well if you have 3 or 4 people onto it, and you can downgrade it to 1.
But the other thing is, everyone has gotten used to, well, I say everyone, not me, obviously, but going out for runs and things like that, and they would be normally gym goers. I wonder, are they going to continue going back to the gym when the gym's open again, or will they cancel their memberships?
Well, look, the thing about the gyms is your hands are used to hold on to the treadmill, your hands are used for everything in the gym. Actually, it's an awful pity, like, because I just started my fitness journey about 2 weeks before everything closed, and I rejoined the gym. But I, as someone that has an underlying condition, I personally probably won't be going back to the gym. I got some home equipment for myself. I haven't been using it, but I do plan on it, that type of thing. Because it's just safer, Trina, you know.
So getting all your finances in order, how many people sit down really and have a look at what's going in and what's coming out? Do you know what we did last week for the first time ever? And it was a little bit of a combination of, you know, watching money, and also we're getting so fat sitting at home. So we made a plan, as you mentioned, our menu for the week. Remember we did that on the show?
Oh, Trina, amazing.
And
brilliant.
And the other thing, we were sick of throwing out food. We were wasting so much food every week and the bin was overflowing. So yeah, made a plan for the week of exactly what we were going to get, exactly what we were going to eat, only bought what we needed, and we're off to do our shopping later on today, and literally we have an empty fridge.
And there's something kind of satisfying about going, getting exactly what you need, having your list, having your outlook for the week or for the month, and then having an empty fridge. Never go shopping on an empty stomach.
I know, that's true, yeah. Well, we'll have brekkie. But, you know, we really saved ourselves a fortune, because even when you go in with a list and you know exactly what you're buying, you just stick to it. You know, whereas any other week, our shopping since COVID was like double the normal price, you know. And I know we are at home more and we're not buying, you know, our lunch in the local shop and things like that. But still, I mean, double, that was an awful lot.
Even to form habits now, so that when we do go back to normal, that we're not spending the money on our coffees every morning. I mean, the amount of money that I'm saving by not getting 2 coffees a day. And then I'm going to try and bring my lunch, you know, different things like that. I think our habits have changed, and I think if you can take stock now and prepare yourself and have a plan, like the shopping list, but have a plan for your finances, So when we reopen the country, I think that could be a good idea also.
All right. Thank you, Sophie. We'll chat to you next week.
Thanks, Trina.
Your COVID-19 things to do on Classic Hits with Trina Mara. Classic Hits.